Pinky. You still in bed?
What? Oh. What time is it?
7 o'clock on a fine May morning. How does it feel to be a lady?
Sorry?
Miss Pinky?
He's gone to see his lawyer.
Oh.
If you could leave me alone for a minute, I'd better get up. Put some clothes on.
What for?
I better go down and light the fire.
What for?
Make you some breakfast.
Breakfast? There's beer in the cupboard and Pinky drinks the milk out of the bottle.
You want a proper breakfast? A cup of tea?
You don't want to work, do you?
No.
You don't need to do a stroke. You take it from me. This is liberty all.
Oh, yeah. You got a visitor, Rose. Your mum's come to see you.
Oh, Lord! I ain't tired of things!
You better go in.
No, not yet!
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. You.
You may not be an angel, but still I'm sure you'll do. So until the day that one comes along, I'll swing along with you.
What you want? What right you got to barge in? Get out!
Now, don't get upset, dear. It won't help. I'm determined.
Go away! I won't have anyone worry, Pinky.
He's going to have plenty of worrying soon.
Who are you?
I want justice. I want to see your safe.
I don't want any help.
There's things I've got to break.
You keep away from me, or I'll scream.
You've got to be saved. Your life's in danger.
You go away if that's all you've got to say.
You don't seem to realise. He's a murderer.
Do you think I don't know that?
For God's sake. You think he's in love with you. But he's not. He's not.
He married me.
Because they can't make a wife give evidence. He'd kill you as soon as look at you if he thought it wasn't safe.
No! People change.
Oh, no, they don't. It's like those sticks of rock. Bite it all the way down, you'll still read Brighton. That's human nature.
There's such a thing as confession, repentance.
That's just religion. It's a world we've got to deal with.
Pinky,
I'll look after Pinky. I've got nearly all the evidence I need. They killed Fred and that old man here the other day. Cubitt told me everything for 20 quid, only he won't give evidence. And I can't get hold of that lawyer.
I'll do anything, anything you want.
That's the way to talk, dear.
If only you'll let us alone.
You want to be careful, dear. You don't want a murderous baby.
A baby? I'll have a baby. And that baby will have a baby. And it'll be an army of Pinkies going on forever. And we'll fight you and all of you. You don't understand. We're eternal.
Oh, yes, dear. We all think we're eternal at your age. Come and see me at the Cosmopolitan. We can listen to some records over a nice cup of tea. I found my own way out.
I just wanted a word.
Excuse me, my stomach.
You are even more careful.
Nothing does it a bit of good.
Don't that music ever stop?
And when I get tired of it, I beat on the wall like this.
Listen, Pruitt, I've been thinking. We ain't safe here. Has a woman been round here asking questions about Spicer?
Spicer? I've been waiting for this.
Well, you just stick to your story. You don't want to ruin yourself.
Ruined! I'm ruined now!
What's that?
My spouse gets in the head to move the furniture every day. Yeah! 25 years of that vituperative farrago, and now this accessory after the fact to murder.
Keep your bloody voice down.
Oh, you're lucky. The worst that can happen to you is that you'll hang where I can rot.
You're drunk.
Yeah. An empire burgundy. Listen to the old mole down there. He's ruined me. You should see her now.
Who is?
What a joke it would be, would it not, to tell her everything. My dear, I'm concerned in a murder. And furthermore, my sweet, people are asking questions. God, what a relief to pull down the whole damned house like Samson. You know what Mephistopheles said to Faustus when he asked where hell was? He said, why, this is hell, nor are we a comet.
You talk too much.
Talk! Let them put me in the dock if they like. I'll give them revelation. I've sunk so deep, my fine young crook, that I carry the secrets of the sewer.
But if I'd known you drank, I wouldn't have touched you.
Will you be quiet?
You want holiday.
Let me tell you a secret, my boy. Sometimes I have an irrepressible urge to expose myself in the park.
I ain't interested in that. Now look, this holiday, I'll give you money.
No money can heal a diseased mind. How much can you spare?
20 nicker.
Yeah, it wouldn't go far. Alas, and alack!
How about Boulogne? Yeah. Slip across the channel.
Cash?
On conditions. You leave tomorrow by the morning boat.
Morning boat.
And stay away until things quiet down.
Oh, 25 years of marriage. This is hell. Nor are we out of it. Nor are we out of it. No!
Hey, Pinky! I've been looking for you.
I've been to see Pruitt. He's clearing off. Says he's in hell.
That's good. You had a visitor. Your mother-in-law.
Christ, they're really putting on the squeeze. Rose knows I killed Fred.
Are you sure?
She told me. If we don't do something quick, it looks to me as if all of Brighton will know we killed Fred. All England. Looks like I'm going to have to massacre the whole goddamn world. You see this?
Got a betting slip?
Rose left it in my pocket.
A letter?
What's it read like to you, eh? I mean, it could be a love letter.
It is a love letter.
It could be a suicide note.
You're crazy.
I love you, Pinky. I don't care what you do. Wherever you go, I'll go too.
Married, huh?
Oh,
but you won't be alone.
You call it being alone?
You've been taking on too much at your age. Too nice.
She's got to go before she drives me crazy.
Oi, it's not safe to quarrel.
And it won't ever be safe again. No divorce. Nothing at all. Except dying. Yeah, that woman the other day. That weren't her mother. She told Rose things. Seems like Cubit squealed.
Christ.
She loves me. She says she wants to be with me always. But if I don't want to live, then
don't
she won't...
you talk like that. Everything's fine. The girl won't talk, and Johnny phoned me early. He's been watching since yesterday. No one has been to see Pruitt. The old bugger's getting on the boat any minute
she
now.
She turns kites, swim around. She's tidying up and everything.
Johnny's going to call as soon as he's on board. We'll be okay. A Cubit ain't going to hang himself, is he?
Daddy!
What do you want, Judy?
Frank finished your coat. Them stains came clean out.
I'll fetch it in a shake.
Pinky, the postman brought you a present. Sent you too. You are making up for lost time. See you, lover.
I'll start it something there, all right.
This is from the WOP.
Call it, honey. What's he want?
Says we're played out, yeah? Says he's got most of our boys and all the bookies.
That big chunk of salami.
But he don't want to make trouble. He'll pay us 300 nicker for the goodwill.
Goodwill?
Not carving his geezers.
It's a good offer. We get away from this damn town and that phony tart asking questions. Or maybe retire together.
If Pruitt grasped, there wouldn't be a hope, would there?
You think it's such a bad offer, Pinky?
Yeah, well, it's all right for you. You know the world. But I was born here. I'm real Brighton right through.
Oh, well. We change, don't we? Well, after all, I mean, I took to drink, didn't I? I mean, I could take to other things.
And you got a girl?
Yes, she knows the law! She could stop us all. She knows about Spicer! This year's ahead of us. And any day she might fall for a new face or get vexed or... Look, it's me who's got to keep her smooth. It's me who's got to bring
her. The only trouble is she's good and you're...
Me?
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
What's the matter? I thought you wanted a walk.
Yeah. I felt afraid as soon as I'd gone. So I came back. I had this feeling something might be wrong. I wanted to be here, Pinky.
That'll be Johnny.
Fingers crossed.
That woman the other day. She's getting warm to you, isn't she?
Oh, don't worry. I don't need to worry. Even if she gets to know everything... I know what to do. It won't hurt.
What won't hurt, Pinky?
You don't want to leave me, do you?
Never.
You wrote it, didn't you? I'll manage things if the worst comes to the worst. So it won't hurt either of us. I knew you'd feel like that. About us never parting. What you wrote?
Pinky. It's a mortal.
Just one more. And anyway, it's only if she can get to Pruitt to talk about Spicer.
Spicer?
And if she doesn't, well, we'll just go on, won't we? The way we are.
Listen, what's that?
It's the kid next door.
Why didn't somebody quiet it?
I don't know, it's a Sunday. Maybe they're out.
Maybe it's ill. Things happen to babies. You don't know what it mightn't be.
Well, it ain't yours.
No, but I was thinking... It might be.
Yeah. It might be.
Pruitt's gone! He's on the boat now. As she sailed 10 minutes ago.
Pinky, what does that mean?
We're saved.
I'll get the car out tonight. Drive down the pier, have a bit of knees up. We're saved!
Look, it's me who's got to keep us moving. It's me who's got to bring
the only trouble is she's good and you're me. Yeah, no, life ain't so fair, Pinky. Let me get you another.
Leave me be, I'm all right.
It's a celebration, not a wake. How about you, Judy? Rose?
I'm all right for the moment, darling.
So, what about it, eh, Judy? You and me setting in with young people. I can see it now. A pub like Spicer. Right out in the country. Come on, Pinky, take a drink. There's nothing to worry about now.
What's she doing here?
Oh, do you see what I see?
How did you know they'd be here?
I didn't. It's like...
I'm tired of the sight of them.
Clarence.
What?
Guinness. We're celebrating.
Bitch. Nora. She ain't got nothing on us. Yes, a little pub in the country.
Staring out of a window at a cow's arsehole, I'd hang myself in 2 days.
It's a healthy life. Why, Pinky Rose, and you live to be 80. You see your kids growing up on the village green, you know, getting their heads stuck in the stocks, dabbing in the duck pond.
Give over.
You've got a good 60 years in front of you.
What's wrong, Pinky?
I've got to get out of here. I need some air. Come on, Rose.
But Pinky...
We're going.
Well, hang on. We'll come with you.
No, you won't. You'll stay here. You ever seen a gun, Rose?
Gun?
I'm good with a gun. I never miss.
Pinky.
Come on, I'll show you. Here, you got the time, Bill?
You know what the time is.
All right, no need to get your rag out.
What's up with you today? You only got an outer.
We need a freshener. Me and my girl. We got the end of the pier.
I don't want to know where you're going.
Come on.
Cold.
Well, of course. If you don't want to come... I'll go alone.
Where?
I told you. To the end.
There's something wrong.
You saw her, didn't you? She's never going to let go. I saw a ferret once out by the track. It had this rat by the throat. It just wouldn't let go.
That's not so bad, Pinky.
Don't you believe it? I'll tell you what life is. It's jail. It's not knowing where to get some money. It's worms, cataract, cancer. You hear them shrieking from the upper windows, children being born. It's dying slowly. Well, I'm going. You can stay here if you want.
I'll come. You know I'll follow you anywhere.
Hello, Mr. Dallow.
Who the hell are you, right?
My friends call me Ida.
Oh, I'm not your friend.
You better be. What were you celebrating? Not what happened to Mr. Pruitt.
What do you mean?
You'll see it in the morning papers. I don't want to spoil your fun. And of course you'll know it sooner than that if he talks.
He's gone abroad.
Oh, no, he hasn't. He's at the police station now. Arrested him on the quay.
You know an awful lot. You sleep at night.
Do you?
Me? I don't know a thing.
When I got hold of Johnny at the pier...
You got hold of Johnny? Where are you?
Well, people like me. His mother treated him shameful when he was a kid.
What the hell do you know about Johnny's mother?
Well, he told me. That's ain't he.
What?
How do you know that?
They much have not picked up here and there. Neighbours always told.
Are you joking?
Sick. You think you know a lot and you don't know a thing. Julie, I'll go for a drink.
Couldn't we wait? Just one day.
No, she's hanging on. And one day she'll gather the evidence.
Why not wait till then?
We might be too late then. A knock on the door and the next thing, you know, the cuffs. We wouldn't be together then. Don't know this part, yeah.
He won't.
What?
Give us peace. We'll both go to hell.
We ought to write something, so people will know. This is a pact. You read about them in the newspapers. It's always happening. Here's a pencil. Now, say you couldn't live without me. Yeah, something like that.
It's going to rain.
That doesn't matter. We won't get wet.
Agneste equitolus peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agneste equitolus peccata
mundi. Right, Bill! You see, Piggy?
Hang on, hang on. Don't disturb the jets while they're shooting.
In the name of God, pray for us. God, take us by the sins of the world. Have mercy on us, grant us peace. God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father.
Donna knows part, Jack.
No. No use praying. They won't fly up. Got no wings. Think you're going to be damned. We won't go to heaven.
Heaven? That's just a word. But hell? Ah, no, that's something you can trust. You want to pull out of it?
Think you. There was a crib at school. On one side there was cows and sheep. And on the other, Herod. And if you were with Herod...
Do you want to pull out?
No. I'd want to be with Herod too. I'll show them. They can't damn you without damning me too. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. Oh, Lamb of God, take us away from the end of the world. Have mercy on us, grant us peace.
Hard luck, sir. Come again.
Have you seen Pinky?
Gone right down the end of the pier with his girl.
What for?
What do you think?
You're crackers.
But you want a proper breakfast. A cup of tea.
It could be enough there. You're crazy.
On one side there was cows and sheep.
What a farm.
And on the other, Herod.
It could be a suicide.
I want to be there too.
Right! No! You! This is all your fault!
What's the matter? What's happened?
God's sake, this is your doing! You made him, Mario! You made him!
Are you ready? Don't be scared. I'll put out the safety catch. All you need to do is put on this. I'll put it in your ear. I'll hold it steady. Go on, take it.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
My hand won't move.
Do you want me to do it first?
No. Give it to me. It's heavy.
I'll take a walk, and you stay here. And when it's over and done, I'll come back and do it too, okay?
Okay, Pinky.
Good girl. It won't hurt. Well, so long.
Hi, Pinky. Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Put it in my ear. Put it in my ear. Lord have mercy on us. Grant us. Grant us. Grant us.
Rose!
Grant.
Rose! Peter!
Rose,
where's Pinky?
Careful with that, Rose. Give it to me, child. Come on.
Pinky, where's Pinky?
You bloody sweetheart, Darrow.
You've got to give it up. The police are here.
I'll kill you for this. I'll slice you.
They got through it. He went and told him everything. Pinky, get down. Come away from there. Come quiet, Brown. Give yourself up, lad.
Keep away from me, Bogey. I can't find a victory on here. And one step closer and you'll all be skulked with no skin.
Pinky, give yourself up. Okay, you'll do a better time.
One step closer, Darrow, and I'll burn your rotten eyes out.
Pinky, we've got a whole lifetime. Trust me, Pinky.
Trust you? Trust you? Trust you?
Put it down, Pinky.
I'm still going to kick back.
I've got to take it off your Pinky.
Where's the gun?
Put it away.
Oh, be careful, be careful!
Right, not the ball,
big guy! You squeezing bastard! That bloody ball! Oh, Christ! I'm alive! What the hell, what are you doing?
Oh, Christ!
Pinky, come back! You're going the wrong way! Big guy! No!
Killed myself. I ought to have killed myself.
My child.
I'm not asking for absolution. I want to be like him. Damned. That woman. She ought to be damned. Saying he wanted to get rid of me. She doesn't know about love.
Perhaps she was right.
And you don't either.
Perhaps you can't conceive, my child. The appalling strangeness of the mercy of God.
He's damned. He knew what he was about. He was a Catholic too.
Corruptio optimi est pessima.
Yes, Father.
I mean, perhaps because we believe in him, we are more in touch with the devil than other people. But we must hope and pray.
I want to hope, but I don't know how.
If he loved you, surely that shows there was some good.
Yes, Father. And if there's a baby?
With your simplicity and his force, make him a saint to pray for his father?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Rose! Well, you're the last person. I mean, I thought you'd...
I came because I wanted you to hear something.
What is that, dear?
He made this the day we got married in one of them little booths on the pier.
I acted for right, you know.
There's bigger things than right and wrong.
Well, I'll be glad to eat my words. They do say nobody's bad all through, don't they? Give it here.
Careful with it. Why are you still in Brighton?
Back tomorrow, dear. Clarence has had enough. And besides, I've had a letter from Tom, my husband. Sometimes love conquers over all.
Play the record. I want you to know how he really felt.
Rose? Rose? God damn you, little bitch. Why can't you go back home forever and let me be?